ladies and gentlemen, Beth Hart.
She struck back onto the national stage fearless, like a panther. A major comeback for L.A.'s wild and fierce Grammy-nominated blues artist, Beth Hart.
Something told me that it was over, baby.
Moving the president and top dignitaries to their core at the esteemed Kennedy Center Honors, televised across the nation. And she brought down the house.
And I'd rather go blind, I'd rather go blind, I'd rather go blind.
It was a tour de force.
I'd rather go blind.
Beth was back.
Wow, my phone is ringing off the hook.
She's often compared to Joplin, called the next Amy Winehouse, a thrilling comparison, but one for Beth that cuts deep. News of her death was devastating.
I couldn't stop crying for months. Still makes me just, because addiction is an evil, evil, sick thing. It really is.
An evil Beth knows firsthand, which makes her Kennedy Center comeback all the more stunning, as her own addiction and mental illness almost derailed what started out as a skyrocketing career.
You've just set a Star Search record. No one has ever done that before.
At 19, she first burst onto the scene, winning Star Search, captivating the nation with her range and bravado.
Am I the one? Am I the one?
Her sound so hot, she was signed by Atlantic Records and hit big with her 1999 single, L.A. Song.
Man, I gotta get out of this town, out of this town.
Her career on fire, performing on Letterman.
With a good life began.
Touted by her label, a rising star. And that's where things took a turn.
My stomach dropped through the floor, and I wanted to disappear. Because I didn't feel ready.
And that's when her battle with drugs and alcohol and mental illness flared and almost cost her life.
I burned my bridge down with my addiction.
It was medication, says Beth, that finally changed her life. She's been sober now for more than 5 years, but remarkably, even in her moments of mania, she always managed to make extraordinary music.
Oh my God, it's saved me so many ways.
Redefining redemption and the meaning of success on your own terms. Beth Hart is today's LA story.